96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Jerome Poling spent years covering the American Birkebeiner before deciding to take part in the race himself. Poling spent 27 years as a journalist at the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram and another 15 years as communications manager at UW-Stout. He also holds a master's degree in English literature from UW-Eau Claire. He first encountered the American Birkebeiner in the early 1980s while covering the race as a journalist. Watching the race year after year, Poling says it didn't take long before he wanted to be a part of it himself.
I loved watching the people in the race, and I just thought someday I want to be one of them and join in the fun. It just looked like such a cool experience to be out there skiing. I really, at some point, just decided I wanted to do that too.
A few years later, Poling started with the Coeur d'Alopet, eventually moving up to the full Birkey, while continuing to report on local skiers from Eau Claire.
So I was kind of had a double exposure to the Birkey as a skier and as a writer.
He has now completed half of the 50 Birkebeiner races that have been held and earned a membership in the Birch Leggings Club, which recognizes skiers who have finished 20 or more Birkeys. Poling says the personal challenge of the race and the energy of Birkey Week is what brought him back year after year.
I love being there. I love being part of it, seeing skiing friends, being there with my family, creating memories. The whole experience is something I've just always looked forward to every year.
Approaching its 50th year, Poling thought it was the perfect time to document the history of an event that had meant so much to him. He published his fifth book in October titled American Birkebeiner, the Nation's Greatest Ski Marathon, drawing on decades of reporting and skiing to document the race's history, its unique atmosphere, and how it has changed over time.
The title isn't making a boast. I believe the Birkey truly is, and most people would say truly is, the nation's greatest ski marathon.
Wisconsin is joining a growing legal fight between states and the Trump administration, filing a brief in support of Minnesota over federal immigration enforcement actions in Minneapolis. Isabella Nieto breaks it down.
The filing comes after ICE agents shot and killed a Green Bay native over the weekend. In an appearance on the WXCO morning show, Call says the concern is not immigration enforcement itself, but how those actions are being carried out.
It is about causing terror within an American city, causing terror among people.
The brief argues that federal actions have crossed into unconstitutional territory by targeting communities in ways that harm state and local institutions. Call says the issue directly involves state sovereignty.
We've got state governments and federal governments. It's one of the ways that the founders of this country wanted to protect liberty.
Call says Wisconsin does not want to see similar enforcement actions expand into its own communities, and stopping them now could prevent similar situations elsewhere. Wisconsin's AG has spent most of the past year pushing back against what Call says are unlawful actions by the Trump administration. Call says his office has joined more than 40 multi-state lawsuits challenging federal decisions, including efforts to cut or freeze funding that Congress has already approved, like education funding, AmeriCorps, medical research, disaster mitigation, and more.
If we don't have a system where we're governed by the rule of law, that means we have people who can make arbitrary decisions that govern what happens in our lives.
Following the shooting over the weekend, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi called on Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to turn over voter rolls. Call says Wisconsin has refused to provide sensitive voter information, citing state law and privacy protections.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed the first case of measles in the state in 2026. According to a press release, the case was confirmed in a Waukesha County resident on Monday, possibly infected while traveling internationally. Waukesha County Health and Human Services is working to notify anyone else who may have been exposed to the virus. Measles is highly contagious and can infect 90% of people who come in contact if they are not vaccinated. Symptoms like high fevers, conjunctivitis, and a rash with raised bumps can develop within 3 weeks. It can also cause more serious health complications like brain damage and can even be deadly. Outbreaks have become more common as vaccination rates have declined in the U.S. and internationally. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services recommends that residents check their MMR vaccination status with their healthcare provider. A new survey shows Wisconsin employers don't think students are prepared for the workforce. The survey from Wisconsin's Manufacturers and Commerce finds over half of responding employers say Wisconsin's K-12 education system does not adequately prepare students for the workforce. Survey data shows 64% of employers indicated their employees struggle with reading, math, or both. 30% of respondents have had to resort to remedial education or tutoring for employees. According to the survey, only 10% of Wisconsin employers rate the quality of their local school district as excellent. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for tax scams with the filing season coming up. According to a press release, one of the most common scams during tax time involves scammers posing as IRS officials and trying to trick their potential victims into paying them or sharing personal information. The Better Business Bureau is recommending residents file their taxes early to avoid scams, work with trustworthy tax professionals, and contact the IRS directly if they have concerns. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College hoops, the Badgers had only scored 17 points at halftime. Minnesota looked like they finally were on their way to getting a win at Wisconsin. The Badgers came roaring back in the second half. Beat the Gophers 67-63. Wisconsin's Nick Boyd on what was the key in the second best comeback in Badgers basketball history.
Down in that situation, down 18 at half, we just like, man, when we come out, we just got to communicate and just bring energy any way we could. So being physical, I think, really changed the second half.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight in the nation's capital. The NBA trade deadline now a week away. And ESPN Shams Charania says more rumors about trading Giannis.
The Bucks have indicated to rival teams that they would want as a price point a young blue chip talent in all of this.
NFL, the Packers have a new linebacker coach. It's the Bills defensive coordinator, Bobby Babish. The Dolphins' Jeff Hafley has now hired three of his assistants in Green Bay to join him in Miami. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a little bit of off and on light snow this afternoon. There won't be much accumulation, but it could be enough in a few spots to make things a little slick. Our high near 6 above today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 9 below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.